You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. I hope you've dialed in already, but if not, 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org to make your financial contribution in support of this agricultural programming. You know, public radio means that you are part of the process, and today's that part, right now. Don't wait. Don't make me at the end of the week be all nervous that you haven't called in yet, 217, because I will be, 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org, whether you listen on the radio, on the web, you use the newsletters, you watch my Twitter account, however you get information from Illinois Public Media and University of Illinois Extension through me, it's important that you pick up the phone and make a pledge of financial support at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Don't wait. Do it right now. And thank you so very, very much. One of the people you hear each week here on the radio station and on the web is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and now joins us. I think we should jump right into it. Don, what's the harvest weather forecast for the Corn Belt for the next week or so?
Well, we have been wet, as we know, at times, and we are looking at, first of all, at least here in the next couple of days, a shot of some coolness coming on in from south-central Canada into the northern plain states. While the heart of the Midwest and Corn Belt should escape any freezing temperatures, it's going to be pretty cool here for the next couple of nights. Then the next round of precipitation is probably going to hold off till early next week. We do see some shower and thunderstorm activity moving into Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin as we get into Sunday night and Monday. And that could also be followed up by some more shower activity heading on in towards the middle of next week. It doesn't look as wet as it's been, but we're still looking at some opportunities, especially for the northern and northwest Corn Belt, to still get wet.
I guess it's part and parcel of the change from summer to fall.
Really is. We're seeing a very active pattern that's been, for most of the month of September, cold and stormy. Many areas of Alberta, portions of British Columbia, Manitoba, they've had, at times, record cold and snow. In fact, there are portions of Alberta, and I'm not talking the mountains, that have had already over 10 to 12 inches of snow for the month of September. And there's been a lot of activity up there, but it hasn't had an opportunity to get pushed south. But we've seen some of that push of colder weather, and another push will come into the northern plains and northern Rockies here Friday. In fact, we could see snow down to 5,000 feet in portions of Montana, Wyoming, and western South Dakota as we get to the end of the week.
One other state I'm interested in, actually two, the south central part of Iowa, north central part of Missouri, has been dry all season long, though they've gotten some precipitation. Do we have concerns going into the fall?
Well, certainly. You know, the only good thing we could say about that part of the country is that towards the tail end of the summer season, it did get more wet and get more rainy, but they're still looking at a pretty large deficit, especially in the central and west central areas of Missouri. We don't see a lot of precipitation going forward here for the next couple of weeks. They're a little bit south of the area that we're going to think is going to be the most moist. Could that overgo into next growing season and be a concern? It certainly could be.
Don Day is with Day Weather. I'm Todd Gleason.